and reason for calling. I'll see if this person is available.
For the home care?
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. It's Stella calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. I'm just going to check in if you submitted a form.
I spoke with someone earlier, and they told me to call Pendel Health and open a case for puns. So I was online right now trying to figure out what I'm doing.
So you actually, we are a home care agency. We're Family First Home Care. We can work
right.
for a loved one and get paid. Are you looking for that service?
Yeah, so I have an autistic brother, and I have an 86-year-old mother that just got out of rehab. So I'm taking care of both of them, and
okay.
I didn't know how to go about. I think they both have to be on Medicaid. They're on Medicare, but they're not on Medicaid.
Which
I don't know if they're first.
Your brother?
He's 53.
53. So would they be eligible for Medicaid? Do you know?
I don't know that any of that. Like, I don't know what he would be. He does work 3 hours a day at Wawa.
Do they have
and
any
he gets.
Assets?
I'm sorry.
Do they have any assets? Like, they own a home or anything like
that? No, my brother doesn't own a home. No, my mom owns
mom
a home.
Owns a home. Any other assets that your mom has?
No.
So it sounds like they might be eligible for Medicaid. What I can do is I can get their information and assign a specialist to their case. She's
okay.
going to help you get them approved for Medicaid and get them approved for the home care program.
Okay.
Do you have, like, their name, date of birth, and address?
Yes.
Okay, give me a minute. Let me just pull up some medication.
Sure.
I'm going to confirm, like, they never have Medicaid or something. And then I'll just go forward and take their info.
All right.
So what's your, let's start with your brother. What's his first and last name?
His first name is Mark, M-A-R-C.
M-A-R-C?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The last name is Klein, K-L-I-N-E.
And what's his date of birth?
9/10/1972.
Got it. Let me see if anything comes up. So no, it does not come up, but that's okay. Do they live together, or they live separately?
Yes, we all live together. I took them both in last year.
Oh, wow. Should I put in your number as the primary contact for them?
Yes, please. He doesn't have a phone or anything.
So what's the address for them?
It's 38 Choate Court, C-H-O-A-T-E.
Okay.
And that's in Langhorne, PA.
What's the zip code?
19047.
19047. That's in Bucks County, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said it's in Langhorne?
Langhorne, yes.
Okay. God, this is all it's worth. Any kids in the house where they live?
No.
Like no one under 18?
No.
Got it. And what's your first and last name?
Kimberly. Last name is Forward, F-O-R-W-A-R-D.
Got it. Okay, I think I'm all set with him. Let me just fill out that. There's no Medicaid currently. They need to apply for a Medicaid applicant. Okay, so say your brother shouldn't have an issue getting applying for Medicaid. your mom also not for Medicaid, but we're trying to get her on the waiver program as well, like the home care. Because that's a program where, like, it goes by assets. So they'll need to just
calculate
her assets. What's your mom's first and last name?
Virginia. Middle name, initial is R.
Okay.
Same last name, K-L-I-N-E.
K-L-I-N-E?
Yeah, same as my brother.
I actually put him for your brother. It's a bit different. So let me just
check. Oh, maybe that's why it didn't come up.
Could be he has Medicaid. Like, I just checked his Medicaid. Let me check it again.
Okay. All right.
I was just checking the Medicaid account. Let me see. Let's see if it comes up. No, it also doesn't come up. So
okay.
She doesn't have no problem. And your mom's first name is Virginia, right?
Uh-huh.
Just give me a minute. Let me see if the portal's working. Hold on. What's your mom's date of birth, actually? I didn't get that.
224-1940.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. Okay, also doesn't come up. Okay. Let me just put her in as a Medicaid applicant as well. Same phone number, same address?
Yes.
Okay. So I think I got all the information that I need for now. Let me see if I can get a specialist right now available for you so she can
help
you. Give me a minute.
Sure.
sorry for the wait. Just give me another 2 minutes. Is
sure.
It okay?
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, I'm so sorry. So actually, they're all on a different call right now. I would not want to, make you wait. But I'll have to call you back at this number, okay?
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. They're going to take care of it. They're going to look into both of their profiles and make sure, you get the best
Okay.
Service.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No
all righty. Bye-bye.